Let's talk now to our Northern correspondent, Conor McAuley. Conor, it is no exaggeration to say that this has been roundly condemned on all sides in Northern Ireland.
Absolutely, Brian. Right across the political spectrum, all the way from the TUV leader, Jim Allister, right across to Michelle O'Neill of Sinn Féin. So absolutely no equivocation from any of our politicians here, all of them coming out and echoing the comments you just heard there from Jonathan Buckley, that, you know, basically, people are disgusted by this, by what they've seen. Michelle O'Neill said that she had spoken to John McAreevy this morning. She wanted to express her solidarity, she said, with the Hart and McAreevy families. And she simply said in a tweet that such hate and sectarianism had no place in this or any other society. The DUP leader, Geoffrey Donaldson, he's over in London, actually, at a Jubilee event today, but he issued a very short, very pithy, matter-of-fact, to-the-point statement. He used three phrases. He said simply that this video was, it was vile, it was plain wrong, and it was deeply hurtful. We've also had an intervention from the Alliance leader, Naomi Long, who of course is also the Justice Minister here in Northern Ireland. She again referred to it as vile and depraved. She said actually she'd felt sick to the pit of her stomach having watched it. Such was her reaction to it. And she has raised it apparently with the Chief Constable here and says that she's also going to raise it with the Orange Order. And again, I mean, I could just keep going on in this vein. The SDLP leader, Colm Eastwood, described it as absolutely sick. That was all he said about it. He doesn't need to say any more than that, of course. And Doug Beattie, the Ulster Unionist leader, described it as abhorrent. And I think in the last hour or so, we've had some comments from the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, where essentially he's just welcoming this kind of cross-party condemnation of what is, for anyone who has seen it, a pretty violent, disgusting video.
And what about this statement from the Orange Order? Presumably the first point to establish is that the location in which this was recorded, it certainly appears to be an Orange Hall, if that was the case, and who those involved were. Were they members of the Order? Are they members of the Order?
Yeah, that's it. I don't think we have full clarity yet on the circumstances of this video. It appears from what we can make out is that it may have happened last Saturday. So we're presuming, and it is an assumption on our parts at this point, that the people who seen in the video may perhaps have been attending the centenary parade for Northern Ireland, which happened last Saturday, at which there was a large crowd. I don't think we can say definitively yet that it was actually filmed inside an Orange Hall, but certainly there was Orange regalia, there were banners, there was bunting. It was clearly an event at which members of the Orange Order were attending. As you say, yes, we have a statement from the Orange Order. They've described the content of the video, as everyone else has, of course, as utterly abhorrent. They say they condemn it without reservation, and they say the actions of those involved have no place in our society and do not reflect the ethos of our organisation. They then go on to say that they're going to conduct an investigation and that if they do discover that people who are members of their organisation were in fact involved in this video, then they will initiate disciplinary proceedings.
Conor McAuley, Northern correspondent, thank you for that.